Bikurim Perik Aleph Mishnah Yud 110. Ve'elu Mevin Ve'Korin. We now wrap up the Perik by listing the people who do both bring and recite. It's people who bring min ha'atzera svada chag, people who bring their bikurim in the window between Shavuos and Sukkos, as we said before. Shavuos is the earliest time because that's when the Shtei Alechem is brought, which is bikurim ha'asecha, the first things that permit, the first offering which permits all other produce for being offered in the Beis HaMikdash. And the end of the window is Sukkos, the chag, because after that one no longer feels the great joy of the harvest and you can't say v'samachta properly. Mishiva Saminim, it has to be specifically from the seven types of produce that Eretz Yisrael is praised by. Again, namely wheat, barley, olives, dates, grapes, figs, and pomegranates. Miperos Shebaharim, and when you bring the fruit, it has to be the fruit that is the best of breed, the best type of fruit that you have. In other words, if we're talking about fruit, fruit grows better up in the highlands, in the higher ground, and that's the ones you should bring. Peros Shebaharim, fruit that grew on the hills. Mitamaros Shebamakim, and as far as dates go, dates that are date palms that are growing inside the valley, their dates are more like juicy. They have the devash tamarim, like the honey, the silon that's inside the date, which is what the verse praises, and therefore that's the better choice and the proper one to bring those kind of dates from the emek, from the valley, if you're bringing for bikurim. Umazese shemen, and if you're bringing olives, it should be specifically the kind of olives that are used for making olive oil, as opposed to olives that are used for pickling. Zeisei kevesh, it should be zeisei shemen. And me'ever hayarden, it can be brought, let's say you have these olives that are coming, for argument's sake, from ever hayarden, the land across the Jordan, meaning modern-day Jordan, basically, where 2.5 shvatim were. So even though Hashem didn't originally have that part of the land in mind, and therefore that ever hayarden, the Transjordan, is not considered an Eretz Zavas Chalav Uduvash, a land flowing of milk and honey, it still is a land that was given to us. And therefore, since you can say it was land Asher Nasan Lanu, that it was given to us, so one indeed could recite the recitation, the vidui of the Bikurim, even on, let's say, olives brought from Jordan. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Rabbi Yossi Aglili disagrees, and he says, Min ein mevin bikurim me'eva hayarden. He says you simply cannot bring bikurim that come from Transjordan. She'ena eretz zavas chalav udvash, because that is not considered land, the land that is flowing with milk and honey, and therefore it's disallowed as a source for bikurim. The halacha follows the Tanakhama that one could bring his bikurim from the Transjordan, given that that is part of the land that was ultimately given to Eretz, to Klal Yisrael.